Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Canto 3, Chapter 25, Glories of Devotional Service, text number 30. Tare tanme vijan ihi.
Tare tanme vijan ihi.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Tare tanme vijanihi.
Tare tanme vijanihi.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Tare tanme vijanihi.
Tare tanme vijanihi.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Yataham mandadir hare.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Tare tanme vijanihi.
Yataham mandadhir hare.
Yataham mandadhir hare.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Sukham bhujeya durbodham.
Yashabhavad anugrahat.
Tat etat.
Tat etat.
That same.
That same.
May. To me.
To me.
Vijanihi. Please explain.
Please explain.
Yata.
Yata.
So that.
So that.
Aham.
Uh-huh.
I.
Manda.
Manda.
Slow.
Di.
Di.
Whose intelligence?
Whose intelligence?
Hare.
Hare.
Oh my lord.
Oh my lord.
Sukham.
Sukham.
Easily.
Easily.
Bhujeya.
Bhujeya.
May understand.
May understand.
Durbodham.
Durbodham.
Very difficult to understand.
Very difficult to understand.
Yosha.
Yosha.
A woman.
A woman.
Bhavat anugrahat.
Bhavat anugrahat.
By your grace.
By your grace.
Translation: my dear son Kapila, after all, I am a woman. It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great. But if you kindly explain it to me, even though I am not very intelligent, I can understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness. Please repeat. My dear son Kapila.
My dear son Kapila.
After all, I am a woman.
After all, I am a woman.
It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great.
It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great.
But if you will kindly explain it to me.
But if you will kindly explain it to me.
Even though I am not very intelligent.
Even though I am not very intelligent.
I can understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness.
I can understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness.
Port. Knowledge of the absolute truth is not very easily understood by ordinary, less intelligent men. But if the spiritual master is kind enough to the disciple, however unintelligent the disciple may be, then by the divine grace of the spiritual master, everything is revealed. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasha Prasadhad, by the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavat Prasadat, is revealed. Devahuti requested her great son to be his mother, to be merciful towards her, because she was a less intelligent woman and also his mother. By the grace of Kapila Dev, it is quite possible for her to understand the absolute truth, even though the subject matter is very difficult for ordinary persons, especially women. Again the verse, my dear son Kapila, after all I am a woman. It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great. But if you kindly explain it to me, even though I am not very intelligent, I can easily understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness. Omaganatam anandasya gananchana shalaka chakshun militamina tasmai shi gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So here we have one of these very controversial verses in the Society of Devotees. Controversial because in the modern world, women want to be equal to men, and therefore to say that a woman is less intelligent raises controversy. It's important that we understand this very carefully. And we can understand it by understanding the psychophysical nature or the differences between the brains of a man and a woman. A woman's brain is configured in such a way so that the two hemispheres, the right and left hemisphere, have a lot of cross-communication. This is a well-known fact by now. The one side, I think the right side, is rational and the other side is emotional. Is that correct?
Something like that.
Something like that. And the man's brain is configured so that he either functions in the rational or in the emotional, but not both at the same time. Yeah.
So he can switch or he can
just he can operate on this side or on that side.
Okay.
But a woman, she's got communication going on between all sides. Now, this is what gives rise to many of the differences between men and women. And they both have pluses and minuses. The man, he has pluses and minuses. The woman also has pluses and minuses. For the man, he can detach himself from all the emotional stuff and just focus in on any kind of activity, and therefore he's not disturbed by so many things that women are disturbed by. Consequently, men can do things that women can't do. They can apply themselves very efficiently to getting a job done in a way that a woman cannot. On the other hand, when a man comes into a very emotional situation, he loses his intelligence and really he can't function very well. He just becomes all emotional and is not therefore very very good at making decisions or doing things when there's a lot of emotional content involved. Conversely, for the woman, when there's a lot of emotional content involved, she can bring her intelligence in to the situation and, guided by her intelligence in an emotional situation, she can make better decisions than a man can. But at the same time, when it comes to applying her intelligence to a specific thing, she's always influenced by the emotions, which make it more difficult for her perhaps to get something done. In the case of self-realization, a man can cut out all the attachment to this material world, his attachment to family, everything else, and just focus on the Supreme and make self-realization complete. A woman cannot do that. So this is why it is said here that the woman is less intelligent, because in the matter of self-realization, she cannot extract her emotions from family, from society, from all these things that surround her, which make a significant part of her world. She can't easily divorce herself from that and just give herself to the Supreme. So Devahuti, she's appealing therefore to her son, Kapila Dev, that please, if you explain it to me nicely, still I'll be able to understand it, even though I'm not very intelligent. So this is what she means. Explain this to me in a way that will allow me to transfer my emotions from this world to you, to the Supreme. And this is where women have an advantage over men in terms of self-realization, that they can do that. They can transfer their emotions to the Supreme Lord, in that way they become, they can be much more devoted sometimes than men can. So this principle works both ways. In times previously, we've seen this verse and a few other similar verses in the Bhagavatam abused to a great deal. A woman is simply less intelligent, right? There was you may remember when Prabhupada was in Chicago in 1976 or 75. There was an article in Time magazine that the devotees read to Prabhupada that said that the brain size of a woman is generally smaller than that of a man. And therefore, because a woman has lower brain size, therefore she's less intelligent. A lot of devotees think that this argument actually came from Prabhupada, but it did not. It actually came from Time magazine. And Prabhupada was simply repeating it. But it became controversial at that time because he was being interviewed by a woman reporter. And he mentioned this and it created quite a stir. So she was challenging Prabhupada, why do you shave your head? She was asking many challenging questions. Finally she came, why do you shave your head? And Prabhupada came back with, why do you shave your legs? Huh? And everybody was just like, whoa! And then Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness is very difficult to understand, so better to have a cool head and warm legs. So with a little joke, he diffused that situation and won her over to his side. We want to use our intelligence in devotional service. Men have a different ability to do that than women. Either one of them have a important role to play in using their own nature in self-realization. One other point in this regard is that because a woman's emotions are connected with her intelligence, she therefore can actually be the protector of society. A woman is considered the fortress for a man. That a man, because he will lose his intelligence in emotional situations, he can actually take shelter of his wife and find protection. So a woman should use her emotional intelligence to help guide her husband on the path back home, back to Godhead. She's able to see where he's losing it if she's trained properly in Bhagavad Dharma, if she knows the science of self-realization. She can therefore see where her husband or society is going off, and then she can, with her emotional intelligence, correct the situation. So therefore she's considered the better half of a man. The wife is considered better half of the man, and the fortress for the home. She's a protector of the home in this way. So we shouldn't think that simply a woman's brain is less sized, therefore she's less intelligent or something like that. No, we see in the modern world women, materially speaking, they can do practically anything a man can do. The point that's being made here is the intelligence as applied to self-realization. Comments or questions?
Well, dear Rama Prabhu, I really enjoy your classes very much. I was just a little curious, actually, when you were giving us information about the brain. Where does that information come from, Prabhu?
Well, the psychologists, they study these things. I can't remember exactly where.
Scientists have done a lot of studies on brain activities.
This is fairly widely understood. Probably I got that off the internet, reading somewhere. Because I haven't read magazines or anything like that for a long time. But if you want to search it out, you just do it, you know, Google it.
I guess you've experienced that to be true, Prabhu. Hmm? Have you experienced that to be true, Prabhu?
Have I experienced that to be true? It varies, of course, from individual to individual. The situation that we have in the world today is that nobody is qualified. Men are not qualified, neither are women qualified, because we don't have proper training. If a girl is trained properly from the time she's very young, then she is able to exercise her emotional intelligence very nicely. An example I heard of is a woman in India training her young daughter. Maybe she was 3 or 4 years old, and she did something, and her mother told her, that's not chaste. She's trying to train her in chastity from the time she's a very young girl. So that, and of course there's no sexuality involved at that age, but it's just what is the proper behavior for a girl or a woman. So if she's trained, she's acculturated to this idea that she should be chaste from a very young age, so that when she gets to puberty, she already knows what is chaste and what is not chaste, and she doesn't become bewildered by the sexuality that enters into the picture at that time. And so her emotional intelligence is much stronger. Men, on the other hand, of course, because I live in a man's body, that part I understand, and I can see very clearly how a man can separate himself from his emotions. We see that sometimes, actually, a good example for that is warfare, right? A man, when he's doing war, he's completely in the emotional side of his intelligence, the emotional side of the brain. The intelligence goes out the window. It's just survival and you know, doing what you have to. And sometimes, you know, the men, they go completely berserk in such situations. Or we can see that sometimes in, if men become very easily distracted by pornography, is a good example. You know, they just lose their intelligence. They become absorbed in this kind of thing, and you know, they can't control themselves. Right. So, a woman, on the other hand, she's more balanced in terms of how her emotions are working with her intelligence. But then she also has that limitations that she's always being pulled by emotions. So there's plus and minus for either side.
I do have one more question. This is kind of also confidential, or something I read in the Bhagavatam. I just thought I'd ask you about. Well, Prabhupada wrote in one purport that he said, a man becomes famous for his aggression against a beautiful woman, and even though it's not socially acceptable, sometimes that aggression is called rape. And he continues to say that actually a woman is very fond of a man who is expert at rape.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of the choice of words. Generally, between the two, man is aggressive and woman is passive. A woman wants a man to approach her. Despite what we see on TV, women are very, very shy to approach a man to ask him for a date or, you know, give me your phone number. They just can't do that, however much they may be attracted. A woman wants a man to be aggressive to approach her, and particularly in sex. So this is actually a natural distinction between men and women. Man is Purusha, a woman is Prakriti in that regard. And women, they like to be... women, I don't want to say this improperly. They want to feel the security of a man, that a man is in control. Okay? Because they're the weaker sex. When a man is strong, when a man is protecting her, she feels confident and sheltered and happy. Am I correct?
You're correct, yeah. I think when a man is confident, it is a good word, too. Yeah. That encompasses all that stuff, too.
Yeah. So a woman wants, a woman's very concerned with security in this world, right? her psychological mm-hmm. nature. She wants to, particularly if she has children, she wants to be protected and made to feel secure so that then she can just relax and take care of the home. Same thing, we can use the same example for a child. The child wants to know, what are my limits? If a child is not given any limits by his parents, it's very difficult for them. There's one story I heard of. This man was he committed several murders or something, went to death row, and so finally his mother's coming to see him for the last time, and he tells her, "Come here, I want to tell you something." So he's starting to whisper, and what he did was bite her ear off, because he was saying, You didn't tell me what the limits are. You didn't give me any limits. I didn't know what was right and what was wrong. And so he wound up, doing some terrible things. So children, when there's boundaries, when there's proper boundaries, they feel secure. Here I can go and there I can't. And they actually develop security from that. This commentary, because Prabhupada uses those particular words, and I don't know if that's from 19th century British English or not. Sometimes there's some discussion about between the devotees of editing that particular purport, so it's more politically correct. I think it would not be a bad thing to do. Prabhupada's, there have been editors for Prabhupada's books, and so I don't think it's inappropriate in this case, because we want to convey the meaning that Prabhupada was trying to convey, not to create controversy.
Right. What you're speaking is definitely more in a traditional sense, but maybe if we look in the modern society, then you could.
You're mumbling. I can't understand.
I'm sorry. What you're speaking about is more in a traditional sense, but maybe we could apply that word in the modern society, where women are trained to just the opposite of what they should.
It doesn't matter what their training is; they still have a feminine nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, female is not a sex. Female is a quality. Okay, and those qualities. Shyness, chastity, compassion, concern, care. These are female qualities. If a woman is trained to be a man, trained like men, they can't. A man can't be a woman, a woman can't be a man. Because they have different natures. This idea that we're all equal is crazy. Actually, this whole women's liberation thing was created by the Rockefeller Foundation, because actually they want to undermine the stability of society. Miss Magazine, for example, was funded by Rockefeller. So it doesn't matter what the training is, the nature. A woman has her nature, man has his nature. Women who are trained not to follow their nature generally become very frustrated. Just like a man, if he's not following his nature, if a man can't apply himself in the world, we see situations, say for example, where men are unemployed, they become very frustrated because they can't apply their nature. And the same thing for a woman. If she can't live according to her inherent nature, she may be a liberated woman and have a career and so on, but I've heard, although I haven't, because I've been out of the country, I haven't been able to verify it, that there's some of these women who have been trying to do everything, super women, career and family both, that they're writing that this was not a very good idea. Is that correct?
I I think probably. Yeah, I
couldn't. Is there something written about that? I don't know.
To do it, I think some time ago they started writing about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I heard something to that regard, but I, again, because I'm out of the country, I don't see it. Who is it? Not Ann Coulter. There's another one like that, like Ann Coulter. This one woman, she was a lesbian, and she wrote. She switched. She came to the very conservative side, and she was saying how all this liberal propaganda was actually really messed up her life. I can't remember her name.
Is she still a lesbian?
I don't know. It's not Ann Coulter. It's somebody else. So you going to thank you, Jay?
Yeah.
Is that going to be part of the key?
Yeah.
Is that going to be key? What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been coming here?
A couple of months or so. Something like that.
Good. So you're reading Prabhupada's books?
I've read most of those books out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. I got to read more than Bhagavad
Gita. Okay. It's a lifelong study.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You have any questions? Any questions in general? It doesn't have to be about today's class.
I can't think of any questions right now.
Okay.
The word for woman in the Sanskrit there is Yasha?
Yosha.
Yosha?
Yosha.
Yosha.
Oh. Long A. Yosha.
Someone told me that Sri, I also read it, means to expand.
Yeah.
When you unite with a woman, you expand, you know. Pumsa Sri Amatini Bhava Tam Tayamata Vidya.
You ask Sanskrit questions, but I'm not a Sanskritist.
So you get your house, your home, your car, your children, your money, your bank account, everything, you expand. But what about this word? Is there any meaning to that word?
I don't know Sanskrit so well.
Okay.
When you say stri means to expand, it also means for a man. Because by himself, a man is not so inclined for all those things. But in company of a woman, it's very natural for him to want to give shelter, to give protection. And so he finds great motivation in relationship with a woman to do those things which he would not otherwise do for himself. Let me see, you know, you compare brahmacharis, you know, they live in the ashram, you know, they brahmachari ashram, you go to some house where there's a woman, you know, it's all decorated nicely and so on. I mean, women, they make the world beautiful. You know. A man's is not so, you know, by her nature, she's closer to the material energy, and so she deals with it in that way. But a man's, he's not so inclined for those things, generally.
How long are you going to be here?
I leave tomorrow.
I'll leave it tomorrow.
Yeah. No class last night.
Hmm?
No class last night.
No, I just couldn't get back.
Oh.
So, won't be a class tonight either.
Oh, you told me earlier that you would.
I thought, but it looks like we won't be able to get back tonight either.
You're going to Esparto?
I don't know, the farm of...
Esparto. Cool. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Anything else? Any questions? What's the question?
A man can also have feminine qualities.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like to cook and make sure everyone ate enough food.
Those are not feminine qualities. Cooking is not feminine quality.
Huh?
Man, You know, if a man is kind, you know, that's not necessary. It's just a feminine quality. But a woman is much more nurturing than a man. Her simply her manner is more nurturing than a man's. A man can try to do the same thing, but it's not the same. You know, because these are feminine qualities. So a man can do them. A man can have compassion. He can have kindness. He can have care, but it's not the same.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's not the same. Okay. Thank you very much. Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai.